We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We are starting from the two dots on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Schir Shayiz Goy V'Kol HaLaylo V'Kol HaYoyim. We learned in a Mishnah, we started learning about the sugya of Baal Tolin, which means you have to pay your worker on time. There's a pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim that says, Lo Sashik Esri Echa, V'Lo Sigzol, and Lo Solim Pula Sochi Itcha Boiker. They're not hold back the payment for your worker until the morning. And there's a pasuk also in Parashas Kiseitze that says, you should not hold back the sachir of Ani Ve'avyon. Then it says, give him payment that day. So we have these psukim that say that there's an Isser Baal Tol, and there's a mitzvah sasei v'yoyim titin scharoi, and another Isra of Lysav al Shemesh, and we'll see in the Gemara all different laughing. Now, it said in our Mishnah that if you're Sakhir Shois, you're working for a few hours, Goyve Kol Lailu Kol Yom. Zok the Gemara, Amara, Sakhir Shois the Yom, if you're working part time of the day, Goyve Kol Yom. Then the Lach is, you have to pay him that day. Once it hits Shkia, the Oiver, the Isra of Lysav al Shemesh. Now, Belaila, Skir Shayz the Laila, if you work for a few hours at night, go ahead and call Laila, you collect the whole night, and by morning, if you didn't pay, you're even the Issa about Talim. Rashi says, go ahead and call Yoim, Dal Kosa, Sikhirosa, Mechatzois, Vika Beloy Save. Telling from Rashi is that if you have to, only if you work a half a day, if you work more than a half a day, then maybe it's not enough time. But Maisa, that's not true. If you look at the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Lama Tesef Gimel, so Vuya Klar, even if it's an hour or a half hour for Shkia, you have to pay by Shkia if it ends in the middle of the day. But Shmuel Amar, Shmuel argues on Rav, and he says, Schir Shoyz the Yoyim Goy Bekal Yoyim. I'm asking to you about that. That if you finish the middle of the day, you only have that day to pay. But Schir Shoyz the Laila, but if you finish the middle of the night, you have the whole night and the rest of the day. Goy Bekal Laila V'Chol HaYoyim. You have the rest of that night and the day. And what's the reason? Rashi's a Vashma. The reason is because the day, the complete day, is the night and then the day. So if you finish the middle of the night, you still have the rest of the day to pay up. But Rav says, no, you always have that day or that night to pay, and that's it. So let's try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. It says in Mishnah, Tanan, Schir Shoyis, someone works a few hours, Goy v'kol ha-layla v'kol ha-yoyim. You collect the whole night and day. It sounds like Shmuel, because Fish Shmuel, you have to say it's talking about the night, it's talking about Schir Shoyis of a night, but it says there's such an option, Goy v'kol ha-layla v'kol ha-yoyim. Must be talking about someone who's worked part-time at night. Tiyufta the Rav, because what's Rav? The Rav says always that day or that night has to be paid. Tiyufta the Rav. Amlach Rav, no, I can be matchik the Mishnah and say, let's start the Mkhtani. Schir Shoyz to Yoyim, Goy V'Kal Yoyim. If you're Schir Shoyz of day, which means you work part time on the day, you collect that whole day, Goy V'Kal Yoyim. Schir Shoyz of Laila, Goy V'Kal Laila, you collect the whole night, you have to be paid that night. So therefore, it doesn't mean a Schir Shoyz, Goy V'Kal Laila, and a Kal Yoyim. It means Schir Shoyz depends. If it's Laila, Goy V'Kal Laila. If it's the Yoyim, Kal Yoyim, that's how you read the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara Vayta, but the rest of the end of the Mishnah is Shver. Tanan, Hoyesach Shabbos. If you hire for the week, Schir Chodesh for the month, Schir Shana for the year, Schir Shavua for a Shemitah of years, Yoytze B'Yoyim, if you leave your job, you finish your job by day, Goy V'Kol HaYoyim, you collect the whole day. Yoytze B'Laila, if you leave at night, Goy V'Kol HaLaila V'Kol HaYoyim. And here it's clearly saying there's a chilek. If Yoytze B'Yoyim, it's only HaYoyim. If it's Yoytze B'Laila, Goy V'Kol HaYoyim. It's my first, like Shmuel, that there's a difference when you leave. You leave by day, so the rest of the day is when you can pay. Masha'ike by night, you get the whole night and the rest of the day and the next day. So it's a kasha on Rav. Amlach Rav, you're right, our Mishnah says that, but it's Tanoi, it's always Tanoi, I'm telling Tanoi Braisa. Schir Shoyz to Yoyim, Goy V'Kol HaYoyim. Schir Shoyz Lai, Goy V'Kol HaLaila, Divi Rav Yehuda. We have a Braisa that says, Rav Yehuda says like Rav, that if he finishes by day, he gets paid that day. If it's by night, he has to get paid that night. Divi Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon Eimer, Schir Shoyz to Yoyim, Goy V'Kol HaYoyim. Schir Shoyz to Laila, Goy V'Kol HaLaila, V'Kol HaYoyim. That Schir Shoyz Laila, Taka gets the whole night and the next day as well. So we have Yehuda tonight, and Rav says, "I look Rav Yehuda," and the price goes further and says, "Mekan Omru." From here, you see that Kol Kavus Chasocha holds back the payment to his worker over behes shemais. He's over in five different shemais halalu v'asei. It's five. It's four lavim and asei. What are the lavim? Mishum bal tashrik esri acha, which means holding back the payment from your friend. Mishum bal tigzol, stealing. Mishum bal, and we know about tigzol is not going to regular gzela. The Gemara before in the Izan Asher says it's talking about Oishik schar socher, holding back schar socher. Mishum bal tashrik schar oni, The another pasuk says you shouldn't hold back the sachir of a ani. Mashum baal talin, and there's no lab baal talin. And a mashum I say v'yayim mitin din scharay, and leisav lo shemen. So it's really five lavin and one I say. One I say. There's five lavin, one I say. What are the five lavin? The five lavin are loisashik, loisigzal, loisashik schira ani, loisalin. Loi Sovel of Shemesh, that's the five lavin, and then say, Biyamitin Schar, Freit de Gemara, Hani Dik of Yom, like Lailo, the ones that are night time, but not by day, and by day is not by night, Dik of Lailo, like Yom, which means like this, Biyamitin Schar is Dafka someone who works by night, and then his payment is by day, like Gemara said before. And the din of that, and that's the Loi Sovel of Shemesh, and the din of Loi Solin, that you have to pay overnight, means someone who worked by day. So they're not all, it's not possible for one employer to be chayiv his employee and be chayiv all five lavim. It's impossible. Where is it right? I'm Rav Chista, shame schiras ba'ama. In the sugya of schiras, you could come up to six, five lavim and one asay. That's what could have happened. Now, what was Lashon Mekan Omru? What does Mekan Omru got to do with anything? So, Chidushi Aran explains Pshara like this, that since we said even a schir shoyis has is over, therefore, we see that every schiris, any time you hire someone, you're chayv. That's mekan omru. Anyone who holds back payment is chayv. All these lavim and this I say, because we see even shoyis, even by shoyis, you're chayv. Now, who do you pass like Rav or Shmuel? So the Rosh says we pass like Rav that a schir yoyim is grave kol yoyim if you finish in the middle of the day and a night if you finish in the middle of the night you have to get paid that night. Why? Because first of all, like it's Rav and Shmuel, we pass like Rav. Rav be'isuri, and this is a raya that this is called Isser, even though it's mamonis, but it's in the parasha of Isser. And he says also, when it comes to Machlokes, we have Machlokes Tanayim, Yehuda Rav Shimon, Machlokes Yehuda Rav Shimon, we paskin like Rav Yehuda. That's he says, Hilchasa Karav, Rosh is in Simon Men Gimel, he says, the Hilchasa Karav be'isuri, va'oi, the pligi plukta Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon, Rav Karav Yehuda, v'kamla Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, lach Rav Yehuda. So upon him, we pass like Rav, that it's always that oina, that day, or that night, that you finish, you have to pay right then and there. So what do we Ezu oishik, ezu gezel. We have here two shemois of holding back payment. And so which, what's oishik and what's gezel? What's, you know, because it sounds like it's two different things, both by a worker. What's oishik, what's gezel? So a gezel's mass for more, I'm taking something from you. So I'm Rav Chista, if you say, you tell the worker, leich v'shoiv, come, go now, come back tomorrow, I'll give you. And the next day, say, go, come back again. Leich v'shoiv, zeo oishik. That's called oishik. Keep pushing him off, that's oishik. Yeshcha b'yadi, if he says like this, you know, I take all your money, but I ain't paying you. Ve'enei noisim loch, I'm not giving you. Zeo gezel, that's gezel. Then you're being masking your own money, but you're saying, I'm not paying you, that's gezel. That's the two examples over here that we have. Oishik is a case where you push him off, and gezel is a case where you're masking him and you're not paying him. Mask of Lord Rav Sheisha, Rav Sheisha is a kasha. We find in the Torah that we have a lashonis of oishik and gezel when it comes to a carbon shua. Someone swears and he's kaifer something and he swears. So we find in the parasha there a different lashonis and there's a din of shua there. It says nefesh kisechta mala mal b'Hashem v'kichesh b'hamisei bebekadoin oy besumas yod oy begozel oy oshak asamisei. It gives an example of gozel and oshak there when someone denies it and makes a shua. So the kasha is like this. That lechayra maskar Rav Sheisha is ezu oishik. It says in the brayse ezu oishik shchayv lo tayra carbon chayv carbon dumya tepikadim the kafal amayna. What type of oishik is chayv a carbon dumya tepikadim? Where you're kaifer, you're saying I'm not paying you. In a case of leich v'shoiv, I'm not arguing that I owe you the money. I'm just saying come back tomorrow. So how does that fit in? It says in this brayse that what's oishik? Oishik is someone who's kaifer. He says it never happened. He denies the whole thing. That's what it means. And here we're finding now in this brisa that the kofer means denying, and not like Rav Chista who said pshan oishik is means leich v'shoiv. So Rav Sheish is asking, Lachar, you find the pasuk not like that. It's dumi de pekadin. I don't know if it's a brisa exactly, but he's saying that in the pasuk you find pekadin together, bunched together with oishik. It sounds like oishik is something like pekadin. It's like a pekadin, you're denying it. Oh, of course, he's denying it. Elamar Rav Sheishis. So Rav Sheishis changes. And it says, Nesativ loch zeo oishik. I already paid you. He's denying. I don't owe you the money. I gave it to you already. Yeshachav yod v'nezel loch. If he says, I have it. I'm not giving you that zeo gezel. So he's saying, the case of oishik is takadumi to pekadon where you're denying it. I'm saying, I paid you already. The case of Gazel is where I am masking my owe to you, but I'm not giving it to you. And for some reason, he didn't ask that in the same pasuk says Gazel also domain to be gotten. That's the next kasha. Mask of Abaya. Ezu Gazel, Shechayev Alav Torah, Carbon, domain to be gotten. But you know, the Kafle Moina. He's finding in the Torah that Gazel is Chayev Carbon, and it's probably Dumya. It's probably dumya the pekadon, and just like the pekadon, it has to be that you're denying it. You're denying the whole thing. I don't have the pekadon here. Also, you're denying it. That's also by gazel. So how can you say the case of gazel is saying I really owe you, but I'm not giving it to you? It has to be kafra. Has to be denying it. Elam abaya. Therefore, abaya changes, and he says that the case of oishik is lo ischar ticham oilam. Zeh oishik. I never ever hired you. That's oishik. I gave it to you, that's gezel. Now, why is that more gezel? Because that's a case where you're being masking me, worked for you. And I'm saying, I'm still denying that I owe you money. I'm saying I paid you. That's more gezel, dick. That's more taking from you. The other case is I never hired you. That's less gezel. That's one oishik, one gezel. Both cases of denying. And that's where there's a lav, where someone says, I never hired you. That's oishik. That's lava oishik. And when someone says, I hired you, but I paid you already, and even though it's not true, that's a case of gezel. Velarav Sheishes, Maisha the Oishik the Kashala. He had a Kash on Oishik that had to be Dumi the Pekadoin, that has to be Kaifer, has to be denying it. Well, Maisha Gezel, like Kashala. And my Gezel, he did not have this question. He didn't have a question and say, and say that it has to be denying it. He's kept the old Pshat, that it means that I'm masking you work to me, I'm just not paying you. So why didn't he have the same Kash on that? On Malach, he'll tell you like this. Gezel, you could teach in the parasha of Pekadon. Gezel means the gozle. He first told him that, you know what, I owe you money, but I'm not giving it to you. And then when it came to the shvua of Ahoda Kafre, then he denied it. But the shvua, he denied it. Yachi, afil oishak nami, said the same thing to Ahoda Kafre. The first he said, lech v'shoev, then when it came to the shvua, he denied it. Hachi hashta, bishlam hasam ksiv oi v'gozel. So mechlaad oidlim v'karo. But gozel sounds like I'm stealing him now. But by the beginning, I agreed. But now, I agreed that I owed you money. I said, I'm not paying you. And now, I'm denying the whole thing. I said, I paid you already. So there, you could tie to where gozel means right now. It says you did it already. And when it's saying oshka means denying. So therefore, it has to mean from there that you were denying from the beginning. That's what it has to be. So therefore, he couldn't teach oshak that it means that you started off saying that lech v'shoiv and then you denied it, because it sounds like in the pasuk the oshak was continuous from beginning to end. It was one oshak, and oshak has to be dumim to bekadim, denying it. But Gezla, I could have had a different shot. L'maisa Abaya asks that still Gezla has to be dumim to bekadim, we are denying it, and therefore bottom line is according to Abaya, when it says oishik, it means a case where he said lo yischar ticha ma'olam, and the case of gezel is that nasat v'loch. Rava Amar divin teretz. Rava Amar zeu oishik zeu gezel. They're really the same exact thing. V'lo macholkan akasuv lavar lavar shnei lavin. Why the pasuk say two times? Because it just mechayev you two lavim, but not because it's different things. They're both the same thing. When you both cases are denying payment to the employee, you're denying payment to the person, and both those things are considered a lav. And the reason why it says two loshonas is to make two different lavin.